Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Charlene Holder, Planning Officer at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, May 3rd, 1966, the Barbados Advocate informed its readers about discussions regarding the establishment of a flour mill in Barbados to satisfy the huge demand for flour. As early as the 1650s, Barbados began importing flour and saltfish from Canada in exchange for rum, sugar, and molasses. That trade in imported flour continued during the slavery period, well into the 19th and early 20th centuries. It was clear that Barbadians needed this product for the making of bakes, fish cakes, and the baking of bread and cakes. With the tax being made on Canadian ships during the Second World War, between 1939 and 1945, much of this trade was seriously affected and Barbadians turned to cassava flour. In fact, a manufacturing plant had been established at Lancaster St. James for this purpose. With the cessation of hostilities in 1945, imports resumed from Canada with regular shipments of flour sold by provision merchants on Robert Street. To remedy the situation, nationalists such as Winter Crawford and Errol Barrow were of the view that Barbados should have its own flour mill. To this end, the Barbados Advocate reported that three American investors were in Barbados for talks with the Barbados Development Board led by Mr. C.B. Williams. Noted businessmen from New York in the meeting were Mr. Richard Williams, consultant to the baking industry and a manufacturer of baking equipment, Mr. Howard Teacher, exporter of flour and other agricultural products, and Mr. George Rosenthal, vice president of Fink Corporation in New York City. This was their second visit to the country to have discussions, having came in October 1965 to discuss whether the scheme for a flour mill would be feasible and practical. However, no action was taken on the flour mill in the 1960s. It was only in 1979 when, in a joint venture arrangement with the government of Barbados and Maple Leaf Foods Incorporated of Canada, Barbados Mills Limited was created at the Bridgetown Harbor. Initially, this was a 60-40 arrangement in favor of the Barbados government, but was later changed to a 50-50 partnership in 1991. The discussions reported in the Barbados Advocate on this day, May 3, 1966, was just one small step in the journey to establish a flour mill.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.